is happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there's a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Try it risk-free today. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 20 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Snore Stop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide. All you have to do is call. It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Don't wait. Try Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. spray or tablets. Call right now for free shipping and your 100% risk-free trial offer. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. 800-984-0965. That's 800-984-0965.
From Lost Wages, Nevada, I'm Dave Graveline, and this is the 24th year launch of Into Tomorrow, broadcasting from CES.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by CE Week 2019, the retail brand show in New York for professional buyers and consumer tech. Check out ceweekny.com. And by Maven PT by CargoSense. Monitor your pet when they travel. Visit maventracker.com.
How about an AI-powered solution for preventative senior care, among other things? Our next guest is doing that and other things to help us all as we get older. Not me, of course, but everybody else, right, as they get older. He is the chief operations officer of a company called Care Predict, Greg Zobel. Greg, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for letting us catch up with you here at CES. Tell us, first of all, about Care Predict as a company, and then we'll get into what you guys are doing here.
Definitely. Well, Care Predict's a young thing. We were formed in 2013, commercial in 2015. We've been deployed in senior living communities for the last 3 years, getting ready to launch a consumer version of Care Predict in June of this year.
Terrific. And then what would that consumer version be? Tell me about what it's all about.
Well, this is my first time. We were just talking off camera. It's my first time at CES. And if you look around this, don't pan there. These thousands and thousands of people here, all of them, I'm convinced, have a senior care story. It's their aunt, their uncle, their mom, their grandma, their grandfather, someone who they're concerned about or taking care of. And that's exactly what Care Predict's all about. The idea is, for that senior to wear one of our wearables, I'll put it up here. When your loved one puts one of these wearables on, what it does is it figures out their complete daily activity pattern. And when you deeply understand somebody's daily activity pattern, what you're able to do, if you have artificial intelligence on the back end of this, you can figure out subtle changes in those patterns and be able to say something like, Dave, you're developing a urinary tract infection. Or Dave, you're getting depressed, we need somebody to look in on you. So the whole idea.
How do you know this?
Yes. This is a very good question. It's a very good question. Let's take those couple examples with urinary tract infection. Ultimately, if you have a bad enough urinary tract infection, your temperature is going to go off the charts, but that's going to be way too late. You're heading to the hospital, buddy. But way before that, you're going to start going to the bathroom more frequently. You're going to start staying in there longer. And that's what this is going to pick up and say to your loved one, you're heading towards a UTI. Go get some oral antibiotics to take care of it.
But this is going to detect things like that based on patterns, right?
Exactly.
And as you mentioned, the artificial intelligence that it will create, it's not taking pictures of me, I'm assuming, in the restroom or knowing I'm going more frequently than I used to. It just knows by my patterns something's up.
Exactly.
That's not normal,
yeah, and
right?
I would say even more, it knows more about you than you know about you. So for instance, let's pick something really simple.
I think my staff knows more about me than I know about me, and artificial intelligence is often the only intelligence I've got. But that's okay. We do a tech show, so I can live with that. But I think what's neat about what you're saying is because of these patterns, it can really get zero in, I guess, hone in on some issues that I might not ever think I could have, right?
Like for instance, eating. How much time you spend eating a day? If I asked you, okay, Dave, over the last 3 months, are you eating about the same amount? Maybe. This thing will be able to tell you, you used to eat an hour a day, now you're eating 30 minutes a day. It's gonna, and when I say it, it knows more about you than you can observe about you. That's what I mean.
And that's fascinating because that, again, is now building this database that I'm assuming, and you'll tell, correct me if I'm wrong, is very private and information that I can share with my doctor, but it's not out on Facebook or something. And starts to give me some ideas of maybe some things I need to pay attention to that I'm not.
Exactly. You or your adult child if you can't do it yourself. Absolutely.
Now, are these devices something that you're selling currently? Is it part of this consumer care predict edition? And then how does the software all play a role here?
Sure. So this our first version. This is our ugly duckling. This is our B2B version. We're in assisted living communities with it. In June, we'll have our pretty version. So we plan to launch it to the consumer in June of this year.
And it's not an ugly device, no, mind you. It's a wearable with a button on it. Is this one of those, like, I've fallen, help me kind of thing?
It definitely has a button on it. And one of the things I would say about our device, we have the senior in mind. For instance, it has a white kind of, you could call it ugly button, but if you're a senior and you're 75, 80 years old, you can see that button, you can feel that button, you can press that button.
But I think that to have products such as these and have AI play a role in helping us and helping our caregivers make appropriate decisions, and that doesn't mean throwing us in a home or anything like that, it means the ability to perhaps still live the life we want to try to live in our own homes, but know that we have some peace of mind, right?
Exactly. I mean, you have a way that your loved ones can, they can be reassured that you're okay, and you can be reassured that you're okay.
Do you have a price yet for it?
We do. For the equipment itself, $450, and then a monthly fee of about $50.
Okay, so Chris, save up. $450 and then a monthly fee, all right? And take care of your dear old dad. CarePredict.com for more information, and you'll see what Greg and his team are up to, and of course, I'll probably be able to pre-order. You can do that sort of thing on the website, and we'll link you there too. Visit intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck with this product. I know it's going to help a whole lot of folks and peace of mind for the family.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network, reminding you to stay tuned. More from Las Vegas in our 24th year on the air, bringing you into tomorrow.